This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Miss AI pageant, plus nudists and leprosy. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Five. I think my wife is running around on me with that cook from the taco hell. I've been on the throne about a week and a half. She's got a weird taco smell. Every time she goes over there, I find a jalapeno in her underwear. I think they're trying to poison me with that burrito number three. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the Burger Moo. He spoils her rotten. Everything I've gotten over there's been rotten too. If he wants to give me mad cow disease, I wish he'd make mine with tomatoes and cheese. If I'm gonna die today, at least murder me all the way. I think my wife is running around on me with that jerk from the Chicken Champ. She gets a bucket of food, picks it up in the nude like a loose chicken tramp. He's the foul fella that I despise, spreading salmonella through his breast and thighs. They're trying to make me sick, and she's looking for a bigger drumstick. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the pizza place. He knocks on the door with his pants around his ankles and a big smile on his face. I think I'm gonna have to call his boss and say, what are y'all putting in this new sauce? I've had pizza a thousand ways. Here we go, Christy, but never with mayonnaise. I think my wife is running around on me with the whole damn world. Boom, boom, na 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 na, boom, boom, boom.
keeps on going.
All right.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we turn to the news desk with the lady with the horizontal stripes. It's yes. Christy Lee.
10 finalists have been selected for the first Miss AI pageant.
Boo.
According to the Southwest News Service,
I agree.
1,500 AI creators from around the world entered the contest, with judges assessing the entrance based on three criteria.
Okay. Boobs, butt,
and miscellaneous.
Actually, realism, tech, and social clout. The shortlisted contestants will now compete for a place in the top three, which will be announced this month during the world's first AI-generated awards ceremony.
They're strikingly realistic. I mean, it looks crazy.
Okay.
How is that not an actual woman we're looking at right now?
Wow.
These are so creepy.
The creator who lands the coveted Miss AI crown will take home $5,000 in cash, along with a package of perks, including promotion on the FanView platform and a dedicated publicist to help grow their reach to new audiences. So these AI-generated women, what do they do?
I assume it's just a, is it just a photograph then? It's
I can't stand how hot they are.
Yeah.
it's a very traditional, what am I trying to say, pageant look.
Right. Sure.
They're going for that, you know, they're, for the most part, they look like they're in their early 20s and they're a certain body type, and although the variety of ethnicities, certainly, but I don't know.
I don't understand the point.
The point is just to tell people that AI is going to take over the world, and if you're a fashion model, you'll be out of business because they're just going to create them in the...
If you want to know the point, Christy, come to my house at about 1:30 this afternoon. See if I'm not AI spanking into these products.
Now, is that going to have a... Is there going to be a mental effect of that?
Yes. Yeah. This is unhealthy.
I mean, if you think that...
Isn't it hard enough for women on social media? Now they have to compete with
fake,
the unreal?
Right. Literally unreal women. And I can't imagine being a young person. I'm so sorry.
No, it's impossible.
You have to date during this...
It's breaking everyone's brain.
Yeah, yes.
But people will be like, yeah, well, no one's going to fall for this. Whenever I go to like these like weird AI model pages, sometimes they don't say AI model super explicitly. And I'll look at the followers and it's four or five of our friends who follow these accounts. They have no idea that they're looking at these digital women.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so they think, well, I mean, they are very realistic.
They look realistic.
Tom, wouldn't you agree? Did you?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, is this going to replace...
It's a problem.
Real porno stars, and not to mention real fashion models, and will the cover of Cosmo be something that the art director just creates?
But
putting
people won't be able to relate to real people because they've been dealing with fake people forever.
Is the prize money being paid in Bitcoin?
It doesn't say that.
I'm doing pretty well.
I know you're Bitcoin. You're a rich man over there, Josh.
Well, I'm just saying I could easily walk out of here.
Fantasy.
Really?
So just
you would have by now.
Who are you kidding?
Treat me well and I'll stick around. And so far?
An AI brothel has opened in Germany as
perfect.
We take this one step further.
How does this even work?
Known as Cyber Brothel, the brothel in Berlin gives customers access to artificially intelligent sex dolls. Founder Philip Mussinger told Euroweekly News, many people feel more comfortable sharing private matters with a machine because it doesn't judge.
So you actually show up to a place and there are AI sex dolls there?
Yeah.
Yep. The subject of health and safety has been raised as the public questions the maintenance and proper cleaning of the AI dolls.
Hey, my doll, her nose is running. Well, we can fall.
Room 7, she's full.
Despite the rising concerns, the brothel's expecting a large number of customers.
Wow.
Man. I don't think I don't know that I'm interested.
Really?
Neither, no.
And I'm a pervert. Are you guys interested?
No. In the same way that I'm interested in like a stripper. Is like, maybe I'll give it a shot kind of thing.
Would you try this?
Maybe.
All right.
These are those ultra expensive
very realistic looking dolls. And if they're AI, then they might be able to say your name.
Right. Probably talk, I would think.
Are they?
Oh, Willie, you are so much cooler than Sam. Oh, yes, Willie. 4.5 is crazy big.
Crazy.
Aren't you a little nervous? Something's going to go wrong.
I call him Backdoor Sam. Pervo, pervo. I have a question. What temperature are these things?
98.6,
right,
right. I mean, are they clammy and cold?
I mean, I assume if they're AI, they've got some kind of couple batteries in there. They're
maybe. Or they just leave them outside for an hour before you get started.
Hey, room 7, we got to back up to temperature.
Will you brush off the ants?
Oh, God. When they clean them,
I'm taking her on a picnic.
Do you suppose the appropriate orifices come off and they... Like, do they gonna pop that in the dishwasher and leave?
Probably.
The whole thing.
Like Mr. Potato.
Sanitized. Yeah. Sanitized for your protection.
Just sanitize the parts that are going to be soiled.
What about for women, too? Christy, do you think, do you know any women who would go to one of these and they can pick the guy, the doll, they can pick the size and shape?
I don't, but I mean, it doesn't sound like something that would be very appealing.
Well, let's put it this way. What do you think outsells? Dildos or pocket?
I think
dildos.
Worldwide, there are more dildo sales.
Sure.
Because it's not as... Isn't there... There's more shame with a guy, isn't there?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
Absolutely.
That odd?
Well, and I think for guys, it's easier to access it without anything. It's like... Yeah. You know, because we can just have... We have our hand. We have the whole internet. We're having fun. Gals, you need candles. You need a back massager. You need a lot of stuff.
No, not necessarily, Willie.
Really?
I don't need candles.
Could they start making these dolls to look like famous people?
I'm sure.
They already do, don't they?
I mean, but at this brothel, could you go and I'd like the Angelina Jolie, please.
Or somebody that looks quite like her, I'm sure.
Mm. I'm not so into that. I want her to look like the checkout gal at the Target at my house. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Right. Accessible, doable, conceivable.
Specific.
Yeah.
Like the old girl next door in Beaver Hunt. Wasn't that the name of it?
Yeah. Yes, but you hit it so hard.
You already hit that.
He's cooking. Oh, I mean, Beaverly.
Here's what you said. Beaver Hunt.
Really? I think the idea...
See the problem.
The idea was, I think, that back in the 60s and early 70s, Playboy, the women looked so inaccessible. So then someone had the idea, well, look, if we make it, look like the, the cashier, it's going to be a little more.
Well, I could get that.
Yeah. These days, they really couldn't do Beaver Hunt.
No.
No.
I mean, why not?
Lack of beaver, if you will.
Oh.
Times have changed.
Beef has to be... her
I think
suit.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I would argue that the times are coming back.
Yeah, I think the hair's coming back, Tom.
Oh, we got to stop this.
Nip
it in the bud. This is when Josh is tired of progress.
that's not progress. That's going back in time.
Yeah. You don't want nostalgia twang.
Get some gas.
Hi, I'm nostalgia twang.
I don't want a horse. Come on.
What are you talking about?
Nudists are growing concerned that interest in nudism is in decline.
You know why? Because it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm. The German Association for Free Body Culture recently announced to its members it was canceling upcoming anniversary celebrations due to lack of interest. According to The Guardian, membership of the, what they call the DFK, has dropped from 65,000 people 25 years ago to fewer than 34,000 today. The organization's president, Alfred Siglock, cited several reasons people are being put off, such as the rise of the cult of the perfect body, coupled with the fear of being secretly photographed and plastered on social media.
Ah.
I bet that's a big one. He added that younger naturists are unwilling to stick to older members' rigid rules, such as specified afternoon nap or quiet times.
What? I had no idea that was a nudist rule.
What are they, toddlers?
An afternoon nap and go out of time.
Yeah, but I don't want it regimented by nudie, what's his name again? Siegfried.
Alfred, what was it? It was Alfred.
Zoltig.
Alfred Zig.
Lock.
Alfred Floppenhanger. on the Mr. Hair Flopping Hanger said it's nap time. The old pendulum pecker man over there.
Okay, I think we got
wants
it.
To, wants
okay.
to be bossed around while naked.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
This is
a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that yeah. second one is a real deterrent. People are afraid they're going to be caught and put people on social media.
I did one nudist show, and I was doing some crowd work, and I was talking to this lady, and she was a middle school principal, and I was like, "Do your friends at work know about this?" She goes, "Goodness, no. This is my secret on the weekends. I come out, hang out with these guys."
Yeah,
but yeah, they live very normal, buttoned up lives. It's regular people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it freaks your dad out to no end to be naked. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If he told me that he never gets naked, even in the shower, I would believe.
Me too.
I've seen my dad's chest twice. I think. You know, he's a shirt guy. He wears shirts.
Yep.
Have you seen his wang?
In
the hospital, probably.
Once when I was a kid, and it looked huge. And then when you were a kid? When you were a kid, those are the biggest things in the world. The dad? Goodness. That one's scary. You go, what am I working with? Yes, and then when he was in the hospital, and that thing was inside. That thing was scary. Yeah,
that's where it goes when you're in the hospital.
Oh, when you're in the hospital, it retreats. You can hear the trumpet going in.
There's a certain...
my... sternum has just been wired shut. I'm not really concerned about the
mine shrinks up in the hospital.
About the old
on the bus when a woman won't point at it and shriek.
At the bar.
I go, ma'am, you have to point at it and shriek. That's the only way it's going to grow. But I don't do it, you prude. Who are you calling?
By the way, have you noticed the only time you ever hear the word colony is leper or nudist?
Yeah.
And name another one.
Colonial Williamsburg.
Have we kind of gotten
Swiss
out of the
colony?
Wouldn't you hate to stumble upon a nudist leper colony?
Yeah. Oh my God. It just fell off.
Excuse me, will you hand me that?
Is that a funny scene in the movie? Like leper colony, a leper scratched out nudist colony written in?
Or vice versa. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Somehow either they way. Got leprosy.
Yeah.
Have we eradicated leprosy in our...
I
don't think completely.
I think we whipped leprosy in our lifetime.
I think we've got a really strong handle on it. I think people you can still get leprosy.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
You can probably still get almost anything.
Probably in some asshole country that doesn't
matter.
You know, those people... Like when in the Olympic parade, there's like two of them. Why?
And what was hoof and mouth? Hoof and mouth disease.
Mouth is still around.
Right?
Yeah, kids get that.
We're about to get a resurgence. We're going to have disease nostalgia thanks to a lot of people's lack of scientific knowledge. Oh, look, it's just like 1950. We've got polio again. Fun.
A giant inflatable IUD was installed in front of Washington, D.C.'s Union Station. WTTG.
TTG.
TTG.
Oh, that is Tom Griswold.
Yeah, not
TTG.
Reports that the massive IUD was inserted, quote unquote, by Americans for Contraception ahead of the Right to Contraception Act going before the U.S. Senate. The organization hopes to raise awareness of the need to protect the right to contraception.
What is it again?
What do you mean? What is what? The IUD?
Oh, yeah, there it is. The old springy...
The big IUD.
Yeah.
Oh, it used to belong to Madonna.
Madonna. You know, I'm going to lend this to the country.
Oprah Winfrey.
I think that's the smallest one she had, probably.
Well, what is that for?
That's the way they look.
That's it what is. They look like,
yeah.
Tom.
Really?
You've never
you
seen
put them up
IUD?
In there. And...
Yeah, what does it do? I mean...
It prevents...
It releases chemicals.
That kills what? The sperm.
It does. It releases
sperm. What about those
things?
Two arms? They don't like bat sperm away or something?
That'd be amazing.
I think when your kid comes out, he's holding it going, I got my first toy.
Yeah, it does look like it's like a pogo stick convention or something going on.
Kinda.
It looked like something you and your like another person would hold and make a wish and probably try to pull apart.
I'll tell you what that's good for. That'll prevent the Statue of Liberty from getting knocked up by the Washington Monument.
There you go.
It's happening in Washington, you see. It's in D.C.
An Arkansas woman who did not know she was pregnant got quite the shock when she gave birth at a Golden Corral. Early last month, Miss Tyvia Woodfork and her family visited the chain in North Little Rock when the 26-year-old developed a severe stomach ache.
Did she?
Tavea's mother, Tamika Woodfork, told Today.com that her daughter had showed no signs of pregnancy, a rare phenomenon known as cryptic pregnancy.
Or being too fat.
Moments after paramedics arrived, Tyvea gave birth to a healthy 6-pound, 1-ounce baby boy.
You have what we call cryptic pregnancy, which means you're way too fat to tell.
Would you have to call it cryptic pregnancy. Josh, haven't you given birth to a 6-pound, 1-ounce something after going to Golden Corral?
Yes, but not in Golden Corral. It's usually 20 minutes later as I'm rushing home.
They were still trying to figure out what was going on when she goes, it's out, the baby was in the toilet.
Oh.
At this point, word had spread in the restaurant that a patron had just given birth.
Fountain. Do we have any tongs out front?
Hey, don't say that. Baby Toto is beautiful. She's healthy.
There must have been one story that we could have done other than this one.
Thank you. This is the one I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
When we walked
here
out.
I sit, all brokenhearted.
Came to birth.
Came to S, but had
only
a damn
farted.
In the toilet right now.
Tyvea gave her son the name Tamar Kylon Corral Woodfork in honor of his unique birth.
Cool.
Golden Corral also surprised the family with a box of baby essentials and a Golden Corral gift card.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that nice?
So they named it after the corral.
What a lovely, lovely
chocolate fountain.
What would you have named it, Jack? The soft ice cream machine? Your favorite thing at the Golden Corral.
They're great.
Chocolate fountain.
I go right to the soft serve. Yes, that's right. Your favorite thing at the Golden Corral.
Any other man would punch him in the jaw.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't you?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.